Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I assist you?
Okay, what's the name of this company?
We are a third party. We're a call center.
Say that one more time.
We are a third party call center.
A third party call center. Why?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a charge on my credit card, and I need to know what it's for.
What's your zip code?
08341.
And your name?
Claire Meralda.
Can you confirm either your email or your mailing address?
It's Belmar, B as in boy, ELMAR, the number 6, at yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you had a charge for a purifier for shipping and handling. It signed you up for an online store. So it was a promotional deal. You got the purifier for only $7 shipping because it signed you up for an online membership, and you've been charged a membership fee now. They do give a gift card credit of $125 each month you're enrolled, but they charge that membership fee for being enrolled.
An air fryer?
Online membership.
For what?
It is an online store called Factory Direct Savings Store. They do have different products on there that you can receive. And like I said, they give a gift card credit each month you're enrolled of $125 that you can use there.
Okay. I don't recall enrolling in something like that. How do I get a hold of somebody for it?
We're the customer service line for them. We do also have a support email for them. But if it's not something you're interested in, you don't necessarily have to keep it because the terms do say you can cancel it anytime. But it would have been in the terms when you signed up for the purifier that it was also signing you up for this store.
Okay. So how do I talk to somebody about it? Can you get me somebody?
We're talking now. I'm not sure who you wanted to speak with.
Oh, well, because first of all, I didn't get anything like that. It hasn't.
You didn't get a purifier? There.
No.
Okay. Hold one second. What's your mailing address again, ma'am?
112 Central Avenue in Minnetola.
Do you remember getting anything in November? November 13th?
No. I would know if I got a purifier because I've been looking in the stores for one. So if I had gotten one, I wouldn't look to buy one. I didn't get anything like that.
Is there anyone else in the house that could have ordered this then? Because it was ordered on November and it was received November 13th. Well, it was delivered. We just go based off the postal records.
Okay. Well, when you're talking to me, I remember seeing something online. Congratulations, da 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 da, and you can get something worth $50 for free. So, and I said, all right. So, well, that sounds good. And I was the air purifier. I said, I need an air purifier. Let me go for that. So I did place that order, but it was supposed to be for free. It was and I didn't know anything about you. Well, by ordering that, you're joining some kind of whatever you are. But I never got the purifier because I was thinking about that about a week or so ago. It's like, man, that must have been a gimmick because I never got the thing. So, but I didn't know how to get a hold of somebody about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you want the... Because you can talk to the United States Postal Service. We have a tracking number, and they're the ones that has it delivered. It says it was delivered to your address.
Mm-hmm. Talk to who?
Have you had any issues with the postal service before? Because they have it delivered. So unless someone might have picked it up and not told you or someone in the neighborhood, then that would be the only reason why you didn't receive it, because it was already delivered to your home.
But who do I have to talk to? The post office?
Would you like to? Because we have a tracking number. I'm just saying because you said you never got it, but it was delivered.
But why do I have to talk to the post office? If they deliver,
you don't mandatorily. You don't mandatorily have to talk to anyone, but you said you never received the product. And what I'm stating is we have to go based off what is in our system. And our system is saying you did because they have it marked as delivered at your home address that you provided me with. So the only person that knows whether it was actually delivered to you is the postal service. Now we can have another one sent out to you if you just are for certain that you may not have gotten it or someone may have picked it up, but it did say it delivered. I can see if I can send another one out to you, though, since you never got the original one.
Okay. All right. Do that. In the meantime, so this $56.95, I'm a member of some kind of shopping thing at the mall? I mean, on the internet?
Yes, so you would check your email because it'll be back in November, but I can have them resend it. At this point, you should have, hold on. A $500 credit? Yeah, it's a $500 credit. So there'll be a link in your email, which I'm going to have them resend it because some people delete their email after a certain amount of time. But they'll send it to you. And when you click on it, it'll take you to the actual online store. And because you have that credit, you actually don't have to use your card information. You will just use the gift card code, and it'll allow you to order other products.
And that email will give me the code?
Yes, it'll be a link you can click on, and it has the gift card code in it.
Okay. All right, so can you send me out that purifier? I won't go out and buy one then.
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing it now. It usually takes like 3 to 5 days to come.
All right, so I'll wait a week, and if I don't get it, I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and I'm sending you an email also. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.